Dear viewers of Madini Channel, once again we would like to welcome you to this beautiful episode on Madini Channel, the interpretation of dreams. Subhanallah. Yes, as it has been discussed previously regarding different aspects of a dream, when one sees a dream, then what would be the interpretation of the dream? Subhanallah. Today's topic would be the meaning of cloud. Yes, the meaning of cloud. As it is said very famously that when one sleeps, then he is in cloud 9. Allahu Akbar. As a poet had said very beautifully, that badal ghire huye hain, barish baras rahi hai. Badal ghire huye hain, barish baras rahi hai. Lagta hai kya suhana, meethe nabi ka roza. Subhanallah. So let's ask our respected honorable Asad Madani Sahib that if one has to see clouds in his dreams, then what would be the interpretation, what would be the meaning of that?
Yeah, really, it's a very good thing to see. While a person is awake, so he watches clouds in the sky, so that is also a very beautiful scene. And also, to watch different type of clouds in the dream, it's also a very good sign. It is said that a person who watches different clouds in the dream, so this is the sign of his deen. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bless him with the steadfastness on his deen. And also this is the sign of knowledge, because the rain relates to the clouds and these all things, water. So this is also the sign of deen, knowledge, and also Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bless him. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will give him any beautiful bounty. So the person who watches the clouds in his dream, so this is a very good sign as per interpretation.
Wonderful. The question is this, that now, for example, this black smoked clouds, a mixture of both, extremely fearful, as we are just having a view of this. If somebody has to have this kind of a dream in which the clouds are extremely black and frightening and scary, and as it is, as the thunders and the lightning together with it makes it extremely more horrifying. So if one has to see this in his dream, what would be the interpretation of this kind of a dream?
Yeah, really, it's a very fearful scene. And if a person watches such kind of clouds like we saw, so it is an example. There can be a difference in the dream as well. But if the black clouds are there, there is a thunder, light mixing, and these horrifying scenes someone watches, so it's not a good sign. And the interpretation of this kind of dream is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will examine the people who are living in that area. So there might be some problems within the area. People will have to face some calamities and some problems. So if a person watches such kind of a dream, so he should pray in the holy court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and it would be better for him and for his community that they should make some sadaqah in the way of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They can spend some money in the way of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They can help any poor. They can feed any hunger person. So inshallah azawajal, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will save them from any exam or any hardship which was to be in that area. So this is not a good sign, and the person should pray in the holy court of Allah Ta'ala.
So dream is a dream, as it's a very famous saying that, you know, in dreams anything can happen. In dreams people become rich, in dreams people are flying in the air. Almost the impossible becomes possible in the dream. For instance, if one has to have this dream that he's in his home, and now the cloud which he was first watching there is no more in the sky, but rather the cloud has descended to his house. The cloud is basically inside his house. He sees in his dream that the cloud is in my house. So how would you interpret this kind of a dream?
Yeah, it's also a very good scene. Normally we cannot see on the floor because we are living in Babul Madina, but if you go to the hilly areas where the big the high mountains are there, so there you can feel the clouds around you, you can pass by the clouds, and also you are from South Africa, maybe you have some these such kind of experience as well.
Yes, there are many experiences. In short, I would mention that South Africa is a very hilly area and a mountainous place. Normally when we drive, when we go for Madani Qafilas, when we go around for Neki Kedawat and stuff, to different towns or locations, we actually pass through the clouds.
Oh.
And at times we can open our windows from the vehicle and we can catch the clouds.
Oh, yeah.
And those people are lucky who have their homes on a high place, situated where they, every day perhaps they see the cloud, they can touch the clouds.
So this is very nice to see, and the very beautiful interpretation of such kind of dream is, if the person who watches the clouds in his house, so if he is not Muslim, so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will give him tawfiq to accept Islam. So it's a so beautiful interpretation if any non-Muslim watches such kind of the dream.
So this is really awesome, very good interpretation, that if the cloud is seen in a non-Muslim person's dream, then it would mean this, that Allah Azza wa Jalla will bless him with the gift of Iman. But what if the person is a Muslim from before and he sees the cloud in his house? Then
So if the person is already Muslim, so that would be the interpretation about him, that he will be blessed by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala with any gift.
Subhanallah.
So it would be a bounty, any gift, any special favor.
Subhanallah. So basically in both the conditions, to see a cloud in the house is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good
sign.
That's
very good, very good. Okay, what about if somebody sees that he is basically sitting on the cloud?
So in the reality it's not possible that physically a person could sit on the clouds, but in the dream anything can be happen. So if a person watches that he is sitting on the cloud, so the interpretation for that is, if he is not married, so he is unmarried person, so inshallah Azawajal, very soon he will marry. And another interpretation is for Hajj as well. If a person watches this scene in this dream, so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bless him to have the travel for the Hajj.
Okay, so basically it's for Hajj as well, and if he's not married then he will get married, but what if he's already married from before?
Yeah, if a married person watches, so then the other interpretation would be for him, and that is the Hajj. He will travel for Hajj and he will have the Hazri of Madinah Pak, inshallah.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
This far we have heard about the clouds being in the home and sitting upon the cloud. Now for example, if one sees in his dream that he is basically eating the cloud, then what would be the interpretation of this?
Yeah, it's also a very different thing. In the reality, you cannot eat the cloud, but in the dream, many things can be happen. So if a person watches that he is eating the cloud, any part of it, so the sign is very good for him. And it means that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will bless him with the wisdom. He will have the company of such a person that by his company, he will have the wisdom. He will have some good things and good behaviors. He will learn from that person. So collectively, to watch such kind of the dream is very good for the person who watches in his dream.
MashaAllah. So this is also good. To eat cloud is also a very good interpretation. Okay, this all this of sitting and eating and for the cloud to come in the home. Now for example, the viewers of Madani channel can also watch on the screen. For example, now this is the screen, right? And we are looking at the clouds. Now this kind of clouds, huge amount of clouds, black, and you know sometimes you get clouds that will shower whatever it's stored inside. But for example, looking at so much of cloud, but yet no water at all, it's not raining at all, it's not pouring. So looking at a cloud in a dream, but there is no rain coming down. What would be the meaning of that?
Yeah, it's not a good sign if a person sees such kind of the dream. So there are too many different interpretations according to the personality. So if the person who saw such kind of dream, he is a king, so it means that he will not do the justice. And if the dead person is an alim-e-deen, so it means that he is miser and he doesn't have the sense to deliver the knowledge. He is a miser to disclose the knowledge for the other people. And if that person is a businessman, so that means he is not doing the business according to the rules of Sharia. There is something wrong in the way the way he does the business. So all the people, they should check themselves and about their behaviors, about their deeds. So inshallah azawajal, if a person will see and he'll check his all the activities, so inshallah azawajal, he will find where is the error and where is the any wrong thing.
So basically, if a alim-e-deen sees a cloud in his dream which is not raining, then it has a different meaning. And if a ruler sees a cloud in his dream where there's no rain coming, it has a different meaning. And for a businessman. So these three different categories of people that would see dreams, so it will have different kinds of meaning. However, we have come towards the end of our segment. And inshallah azza wa jal, with the grace of Allah azza wa jal, next time we would come back with another topic. For now, do not forget to keep watching Madani channel. And what is our Madani mission? I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.